This is the Composer's Datebook for November 19th. I'm John Berg. In the summer of 1936, the songwriting team of George and Ira Gershwin settled their affairs in New York, put their furniture in storage, and flew off to Hollywood to fulfill a contract with the RKO Studios. The Gershwins were to supply music for a series of new movies, some starring an old friend of theirs, dancer Fred Astaire. In those days, the big movie studios moved quickly, and so did the Gershwins. The first film in the contracted series, with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers as the romantic leads, was titled Shall We Dance, and was completed, scored, and released in less than a year. On today's date in 1937, RKO Studios released their second Gershwin collaboration, Damsel in Distress. This starred Astaire and Joan Fontaine, and included two songs that would become Gershwin classics, A Foggy Day in London Town and Nice Work If You Can Get It. The release of Damsel in Distress must have been a bittersweet event for the friends and family of George Gershwin. It proved to be the last major project Gershwin had completed before his untimely death on July 11th that same year, following surgery to remove a brain tumor. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.